You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Seeing as it's the last week of our election coverage before the big day this Saturday, it feels appropriate to go a little broader and focus on youth issues, issues facing students like me and many of our listeners, such as education, mental health, youth crime, etc. Let this also be a reminder to, if you haven't already, get out there and vote, especially if you're young. It's quick, super important, and very easy, especially easy compared to polling places in the United States, where people are frequently waiting for hours at a time just to exercise their right to vote, which is to say that we shouldn't take our democracy for granted. So, get involved. I just want to start off with a content warning. Later in this report, I discuss policies around mental health and suicide. If either of these issues distress you, I encourage you to stop listening now. And if you are struggling with mental health, please contact Youthline at 0800 376 633. To start off, let's take a look at youth equality. These policies concern underprivileged students and children with the ultimate goal of bridging the gap. Many of Labour's policies concerning underprivileged children are focused around Oranga Tamariki, the Ministry for Children. Labour plans to increase the level of support they provide to Oranga Tamariki caregivers looking after foster children, as well as require Oranga Tamariki to prioritise placing children with their wider family before they bring them into state care. Part of this initiative would be an effort to build stronger relationships with whānau, hapū and iwi so as to provide better outcomes for Māori children. National's focus is on supporting employment, calling for an expansion to He Potama Rangatahi Youth Employment Pathways, which is a program aimed towards getting young people into work. This initiative is currently still in its pilot phase, so National would be aiming to make things official. National would also introduce a new specialist position at Work and Income for under 25 job coaches, whose job would be to assist young people in entering employment. Part of this encouragement to get young people into work is an initiative introduced by National to provide support for young people who are struggling to get their driver's license. They say this would encourage people to move into work by allowing them more freedom of movement. The Green Party wants to reduce income inequality by abolishing the youth minimum wage, making the adult minimum wage apply to everyone. The Greens also want to make public transport entirely free for people under the age of 18, which would assist families by making school commutes cheaper as well as allowing young people more freedom. Part of this initiative to give young people more freedom is also a push to lower the voting age from 18 to 16, allowing high school age students to vote in elections. Green also wants to bring young people into the decision-making process for issues that concern them in Parliament. NZ First is also planning on making changes to Oranga Tamariki, transferring certain resources and responsibilities to iwi, Māori organisations and NGOs in an effort to reduce the number of children requiring state care. They also want to review the Universal Family Benefit to provide support to families, a reboot of a system from the 40s that provided universal payments to parents with children under 16. The Māori Party wants to replace the youth benefit with the standard benefit. The youth benefit currently applies to people aged between 17 and 19 and pays a lower rate while also requiring that beneficiaries meet extra obligations to qualify. They also want to provide free digital devices to school children between year 4 and 13 in an effort to tackle the growing gap in education caused by a reliance on digital technologies. The Māori Party also wants to provide free breakfasts and lunches to low decile primary and intermediate schools. They also want to fund employment initiatives led by hapū and iwi that support youth employment in conservation and green energy jobs. Moving now to youth crime, National is planning to introduce a new category of young offenders called Young Serious Offenders, or YSOs. The category would apply to under-18s who have committed a crime with a maximum sentence of 14 years or more. National expects that they would number at about 150 and would be subject to professional youth mentoring, cognitive behavioural therapy, functional family therapy and other similar programs with the goal of reducing reoffending. Police and Oranga Tamariki would also be given additional powers to deal with YSOs, and rules would be changed so that YSOs could spend a maximum of 12 months in youth justice facilities. The Green Party plans to ban the detention of young people with adults, meaning young people would no longer be held in the same cells as adult offenders, and increase the coverage of youth court to cover everyone up to the age of 18. While the Opportunities Party also wants to increase the coverage of youth court, but up to an age of 19. NZ First wants to introduce a demerit point system for young offenders, with increased consequences being based on the severity of the crime as well as the number of demerit points accrued. New Conservative wants to increase the penalties for young offenders by increasing the length of youth court plans and extending the number of community service sentences. This would also increase the number of community service sentences for young people who can't pay reparations. New Conservative also wants to lower the age of criminal responsibility from 14 to 12 years old, as well as sending young repeat offenders to a farm-style boot camp for 1 year. Moving now to mental health, the Labour Party plans to expand the current youth mental health program, Mana Ake Stronger Together, to all primary and intermediate schools over the next 5 years. They will also be continuing to refine and reform current mental health services, as well as expanding efforts to prevent suicide. The National Party plans to expand the current trials of multidisciplinary teams of specialist support personnel in high schools, saying that they would rapidly scale the program up if it proves effective. National would also establish a dedicated Minister of Mental Health, responsible for the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, as well as the Suicide Prevention Office. They also want to fund a new baseline study of children and young people so as to better address the underlying causes of mental health issues in the future. National would also require schools to teach a program on mental health and resilient schools from years 1 to 13 with a focus on social media. The Green Party plans to introduce a free counselling service to everyone under the age of 25, as well as working towards extending this to all ages. Like National, the Green Party also wants to establish a Minister for Mental Health. Green also wants to increase the quality of mental health services by reducing the waiting time and increasing resources. NZ First wants to fund the I Am Hope charity with $10 million over 3 years. I Am Hope is a charity that provides free mental health support to young people. NZ First also wants to increase the number of counsellors at secondary schools and expand access to counselling for school children and their families. The Māori Party wants to establish a specialist kaupapa Māori mental health service covering mental health, alcohol and addictions, as well as focusing on a reduction in suicide rates. The Opportunities Party wants to increase the funding provided to community mental health groups rather than district health boards, and the ACT Party wants to replace the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission with a new commission called Mental Health and Addiction NZ. This commission wouldn't provide its own treatment, but instead contract out services to other providers. New Conservative would increase funding to suicide helplines, fund research about the causes of suicide, as well as conduct a study on youth behaviour to investigate the effectiveness of measures like curfews, improved sport funding, or increased family time initiatives as a means of reducing youth suicide. To finish off this topic, I want to reiterate what I said at the top of this report. If you or someone you know is struggling with their mental health and needs support, don't hesitate to call Youthline at 0800 376 633. This has been a general outline of how these major parties are planning to tackle youth issues this election. Once again, you still have a few more days to vote, so if you haven't already, it's imperative that you get out there and exercise your democratic rights. I think now, more than ever, we're realizing just how lucky we are that voting is easy and accessible here, and we can't take that for granted. Thanks, and be sure to tune in to our live election coverage on Saturday evening.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.